Welcome to From the Newsroom. Reporters and editors from the Worcester Telegram and Gazette step from behind the keyboard and in front of the mic to offer insights on stories they're working on. From the Newsroom, from the Worcester Telegram and Gazette.
I'm Assistant Managing Editor Dave Nordman. We're joined today by reporter Cyrus Moulton. Welcome, Cyrus.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Cyrus has an interesting story in the Sunday paper coming up, the 10th anniversary, August 5th, 2008, the discovery of the Asian longhorn beetle in Worcester. Tell us, Cyrus, about the story. Those of us who have been here a long time remember the Asian longhorn beetle and how different the landscape looked. So just talk about the story that'll be in the Sunday paper and some of the people that you talked to.
Sure. Well, in reporting the story, people who I spoke with, almost all of them referred to this infestation by using the word devastating or similar adjectives.
Yeah, so just refresh our readers' memories about, it was 10 years ago, the Asian longhorn beetle. How many trees were taken down in Worcester over the last 10 years?
We've lost more than 35,000 trees were taken down, either that were infested with the beetle or were potential host sites for the beetle.
So 35,000 trees, and most of those trees, what kind of trees?
Most of these trees were maple trees, and these were taken down. Actually, more than that were taken down. There were clear cuts that were also done in the quarantine area, which is an area 110 square miles, and it's centered on North Worcester, mm-hmm. the neighborhoods of Greendale and Burncoat.
And Greendale is where the beetle was first discovered.
Yes, it was first discovered by Donna Massey. She found it in her yard, and she called state and federal experts. Basically.
Yeah, and you reading your story, you talked to the experts, and even 10 years later, they remember, like, the day they found out, and talk about that.
Yeah, they do. They remember it. It was a Friday afternoon. It was late in the afternoon when Jennifer Foreman Orth got a cell phone pic, and from 2008, I've seen the picture. It's completely blurry. It's from a 2008 cell phone. It's really hard to see what they have, but they immediately stopped everything and realized that it was potentially this beetle. They came out the next day on a Saturday. It was that big of a deal, and met with the woman who had sent in the pic, Miss Massey, and she and Jennifer told me, there are beetles falling out of the trees. They were everywhere. And they immediately knew that they had this huge problem.
So they've got this problem. And, immediately, like you mentioned in the story, the USDA, it's crisis management time trying to figure out how to do. And tell our readers, why was this beetle, why is this beetle? Because as I understand, it's still not officially eradicated, correct?
Right.
So what makes this particular species so alarming to so many people?
Well, it's a species that has a wide variety of trees that it'll infest. And it can be undetected for a long time. It's estimated that it got here actually in 1997 or 1998 via wood shipping pallets. And it just, nobody noticed it for 10 years, and it had essentially a 10-year head start on us. And what is really problematic is that once it infests a tree, it basically girds the tree to death, basically choking it to death by tunneling in and out of the bark, and the trees really become safety hazards.
And you mentioned the story, like 80% of these were like the hardwood, the maples, the hardwoods.
Yeah, the what was really devastating about Worcester was so many trees were maple. About 80% of the trees in the city were maple species, mostly.
Especially in the Greendale section.
In the Greendale section where Norway maples had been planted after the 1953 tornado. And this was just the perfect environment for this beetle.
And maple trees, obviously living in New England, you know, we're on the cusp or the edge of...
Right. We're on the edge of the northern hardwood forest. And so the concern was that if this beetle escaped into that forest, which extends from New England all the way through to the Great Lakes, that it would put the tourism industry at risk, leaf peepers coming to see the fall foliage, as well as the maple syrup industry.
Because this isn't, or this wasn't, the first Asian longhorn beetle outbreak. Previously in Brooklyn, in Chicago, there were similar outbreaks, but much more of an urban setting. As much as Worcester is a city, it's not Brooklyn or Chicago.
No, Worcester is a city, but it's a city in the woods. It's definitely, I mean, we went to a woodlot just this week where they were right on East Mountain Street, where they were taking surveying for the beetles, because there is just this, it's at the edge of this northern forest.
So 10 years ago, they find the first Asian longhorn beetle. And they work on an eradication process. They've cut down, you know, tens of thousands of trees. Where does the process stand now?
Right now, they have some signs of success. They haven't found an adult beetle since 2016, I believe. And they haven't found an infested tree since November. So they're still sure, though, that it's out there in some form. And so what they're really asking is that the USDA is asking everybody to check their trees. August is tree check month, and they're asking residents to go check the trees in their yards to see if they see any signs of the beetle or the beetle itself.
And what would residents do if they were to find? And you mentioned it's been a couple of years since an adult beetle has been found. But
yep.
So what would a resident do if they, because most likely after reading your story on Sunday, everybody will be checking their trees.
Hopefully
they will. And so what would they do if they found something that looks suspicious?
Definitely call the USDA. The USDA has a program in Worcester. They're located in Worcester, which is the Asian Longhorn Beetle Eradication Program, that is tasked with eradicating this beetle. And they expect and they receive tons of calls all the time about bugs that people are afraid might be the beetle or might be another invasive pest. Mm-hmm.
Right. So, and like I said, Cyrus's stories in Sunday's paper, has anything changed in the last 10 years? Obviously, the awareness is there. You know, we're kind of on the downside of it, but, you know, they used to have, you know, a lot of people, you know, on the streets. Is the presence still there in Worcester now that it was?
Yeah, the same number of...
Because we don't hear about it. We hear of an anniversary, we think it's gone, but they're still checking trees.
They're still checking trees. They're actually back in the Burncoat and Greendale neighborhoods where they first found the beetle to see if they detect it again. And every day crews go out surveying trees, surveying woodlots, looking at them just to make sure that the beetle's not there. They're continuing to do that right now. What's changed, though, is that the forest is very different. We had a massive replanting effort. The Worcester Tree Initiative kind of spearheaded this replanting effort that replaced 30,000 trees. And they replanted with species that are not maple, that are much more diverse, much more appropriate for an urban forest. And so the crews that are coming back to Greendale and Burncoat are finding a much different urban forest than the one that they encountered in 2008.
And devastating in 2008, obviously a lot of work has been done, and a fascinating story in Sunday's paper. Thank you for joining us, Cyrus.
Oh, thank you.
All right.